Pennsylvania's Department of Environmental Protection has investigated and closed at least 2,800 complaints about water quality. That's since 2007, when fracking first took off in the state. There are almost 500 more cases still open. Jesse Akins is one of them. He first complained 7 years ago.
The neighbor over there, he told me, he said, I got white sand in my waters plugging up all my system. Well, a week later, my faucet started to plug up white sand. And that was right after they drilled on top of that hill, straight up above me here.
The Akins live in Washington County, home to the highest number of Marcellus Shale gas wells in the state, and some of its earliest fracking activity. 20 wells have been drilled within a mile of the Akins' home.
I wasn't paying no attention, nothing like that. And then right after that is when that boom come out of the ground right behind the house, big patches.
They started getting rashes that seemed to come from their showers. The water had a slight smell to it, too. This is Shirley Akin.
Whenever it turned yellow, we quit drinking it.
At least 9 of their neighbors have stopped drinking water from their wells, and about 30 residents in their township have complained to the Department of Environmental Protection, the DEP, about water issues since 2009. They all use private water wells, and most weren't tested before gas companies came in. So there's no proof that the well water wasn't already contaminated, or that drilling had anything to do with it. John Stoltz at Duquesne University in Pittsburgh has been studying Western Pennsylvania water quality. He says the Akins community is emblematic of many other communities.
A certain percentage of people's water goes bad. A certain percentage of people's water is still fine. And for those people whose water went bad, it's complicated. They have different problems, but at the end of the day, the water is no longer safe to drink.
Of the thousands of cases investigated, the DEP says it's found 278 where the water issues were tied to oil or gas activity. When the DEP does find a link, the company found responsible has to restore or replace the water supply. But oftentimes, the fix is only temporary. Water filters and bottled water deliveries.
We're still using the water that's contaminated water. We're bathing in it.
Janine Brown and her husband Ralph also live in rural southwestern Pennsylvania, in Westmoreland County. They've been drinking and cooking with bottled water for a year and a half now. The gas company, WPX Energy, installed a water softener in their home and says it continues to monitor. But Janine's not convinced they've cleaned up the water.
Ours has a muddy base to it. If it sets, it looks like mud on your dish.
According to the DEP, the source of contamination for the neighborhood was leaked flowback fluid, a mixture of water, chemicals, and other substances that come back up to the surface after a well is fracked. At least 4 other homes in the neighborhood were also affected, including neighbor Joe Latin. He also uses water bottles instead of his well. Has he ever thought of moving?
What am I going to get for the house? Who's going to buy it? Who would buy a house without water?
Numerous attempts to get gas companies, industry groups, or the DEP to go on tape for this story were unsuccessful. The DEP responded via email. Scott Perry is head of the DEP's Oil and Gas Management Office. He wrote that, unfortunately, there is no, quote, one-size-fits-all solution to restoring water supplies. He said the DEP does everything within its power to ensure water gets back to its original quality, or better. But many cases where energy companies are found legally responsible for replacing water supplies have ended up in years-long lawsuits. Sometimes, companies agree to give residents relocation money, but not everyone wants to leave. Janine Brown again.
This property means a lot to me. It's my home place. It's my dad's home place.
7 years after the Akins' original complaint, the DEP returned late last year to their house to retest their water.
Turn on the water.
That's DEP Inspector Brian Miller.
I turned it on, but I turned it back off because it'd be running all over the place.
Well, I gotta let it run for at least 10 minutes.
Earlier tests by the EPA concluded that the Akins water was unsafe to drink, but the cause of the contamination? Unknown. For years, they've relied on donations for drinking water and pay for water deliveries for washing. Shirley is fed up.
They are just telling us something is wrong, but who's going to stop it? Nobody. People just don't realize water is life.
The Akins are still waiting for the results of the latest DEP testings, shuffling through paperwork they don't fully understand, looking for answers that no one seems to have. For Inside Energy, I'm Mariam Jamil with the Center for Public Integrity.